God for the people of God.
So, as we've been doing the Songs of the Summer series, most of them have been worship songs, and so this week and next week, the songs are not worship songs, they're more secular songs, which in my mind, like, what's the difference? And so I invited a friend of mine to come and join us, and she couldn't make it. And then I invited another friend of mine last minute, and Katie could make it. And Katie brought Luis also. And so it is great to have both of you. Do you want me to share a little bit about you, or just let you do your thing? You can leave it to me. Well, yeah, you can come on up and get settled. So I met Katie through these beautiful worship pop-ups that she would host in Baltimore. I even wrote a whole paper about them, this community recently. And so it's really powerful that I think that the community that she's helped foster helps embody the song that she didn't even know and was like, I can learn it in order to do it for you all. So this is Muna's I Know a Place, done by Katie and Luis Zimbala.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you guys today. We are a family that have done a lot of ministry through the years, and we currently have a very difficult time finding a home church. So the opportunities that I get to come and sing and just worship with a whole other congregation to me is a blessing, so thank you for the opportunity, first and foremost. And let's do the song we just learned.
Told me you don't wanna go home tonight, and you try to just shrug it off when I asked you why. Somebody hurt you, somebody hurt you, but you're still by my side. And I knew, 'cause I can recall when I was the one in your seat. I still got the scars and they occasionally bleed. Somebody hurt me, somebody hurt me, but I'm staying alive. And I can tell when you get nervous, you think being yourself means being unworthy, and it's hard to love with a heart that's hurting. But if you want to go out dancing, I know a place. I know a place we can go where everyone's gonna lay down their weapon, lay down their weapon. Just give me trust and watch what'll happen. 'Cause I know a place we can run where everyone's gonna lay down their weapon. Lay down the weapon. Don't you be afraid. And love and affection, just lay down your weapon. So right now, it's like you're carrying all the weight of your past. I can see your bruises, yellow, dark blue, and black. But baby, your bruises, only your body trying to keep intact. So right now, I think we should go and get drunk on cheap wine. I think we should hop on the purple line. 'Cause maybe our purpose is never give up when we're on the right track. And I can tell when you get nervous, you think being yourself means being unworthy, and it's hard to love with a heart that's hurting. But if you want to go out dancing, I know a place. I know a place we can go where everyone's gonna lay down their trust and watch what will happen, cause I know, I know a place we can run. And everyone's gonna lay down their weapon, lay down their weapon. Don't you be afraid, and love and affection, just lay down your weapon. Try to make you unhappy. Don't let them. They will try to tell you you're not free. Don't listen. I know a place where you don't need protection. It's only in my imagination. I know a place we can go, where everyone's gonna lay down their weapon. Lay down the weapon, just give me trust, anything can happen, cause I know a place we can go, where everyone's gonna lay down the weapon, lay down the weapon, just give me trust, and watch what will happen, cause I just lay down your weapon.
Thank you. Let's pray. God, may your spirit be palpable here. May we be a place where your spirit can rest upon us, where we can find rest, where we can see that there are no enemies among us, and where we can be your love enfleshed. Amen. So 2 weeks ago, you might have remembered when I mentioned this scripture when our friends from Helping Up Mission were here. And I was talking to them about how they're missionaries because of their experiences. Like, I don't really know what labels they use for themselves there, but the way that they share their testimony and how God moved through them and how they see the same pains and struggles in others was missional work. Because our scripture, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all consolation, who consoles us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to console those who are in any affliction with the consolation with which we ourselves are consoled by God. Because God comforts us, we're able to help others find comfort. There's something powerful and about enduring pain and grief. One that helps cultivate profound hope in the face of hard times, depressing circumstances, and depression. Things that we can't stop from happening to us. There's something powerful about being able to work through that grief at whatever pace is appropriate for you. And this passage is interesting because Paul is no stranger to suffering. Despite being a great Pharisee, as he proclaims himself, a Pharisee among Pharisees, he's really good at going to prison. Yeah, right? Paul is in and out of prison preaching about Jesus is Lord. Because when he proclaimed Jesus is Lord, that meant that Caesar was not Lord. And so this put him at odds with the Roman Empire quite often. They work tirelessly to cultivate diverse communities committed to embodying the subversive and liberating love of Jesus Christ in the face of this occupation. This particular letter was written about 20 years after the death of Jesus and into the expansion of these small, loving communities dedicated to embodying Jesus' expansive and liberating love. Can you tell that I wrote this in the middle of taking a class called Embodying Scripture? Right? Now, they got it wrong sometimes, which led to Paul writing letters back to them in order to guide them back to the truth. I can't think off the top of my head of a single letter that Paul wrote to be like, y'all are doing great. And, or maybe they weren't long enough to keep. It's like, cool, thanks. But these other ones were passed around from community to community as the teachings of the early church. And so they aimed as communities to take care of one another when Rome was ready to make a profit off of their oppression. Their grief and pain found consolation in a community of divine love and led to their ministering of others in pain and grief. In today's song, I Know a Place by the band Muna. Muna is comprised of the lead guitarist, Katie Gavin, lead guitarist, Josette Maskin, and multi-instrumentalist, Naomi McPherson. And the three queer folks met in college and then released their debut album, or debut EP, because that's a different thing. I think it's shorter, right? In 2013. I Know a Place was recorded for their debut full-length album called About You. And it's one of my favorite songs that I think embodies what Christian communities should look like when we embody the values of the early church. Now, that was before I even did any research into why they wrote the song. Because that's kind of the fun part about when you decide to preach on songs. You're like, I really like this song. Like, very frequently I will just, like, last night, since I was preparing for today, on the drive home, I, like, was blaring the acoustic version of this in the car alone. Arlene doesn't like it when I do that, because then when she gets in the car the next day, it's just too loud. But it's one of those songs where, like, I had to sit and wait for it to end. Because of the way that it talks about this abiding, loving community is something that we so desperately need in our society. So when in high school, a good friend of Katie Gavin's was diagnosed with liver cancer. And so after hearing that her surgery had not gone as well as they hoped, Gavin wrote an early version of I Know a Place, collected photos from friends to make a music video, and sent it to her to watch in the hospital to hold on to hope during recovery. Gavin shares, when those same friends gathered together less than 2 years later to sing the song at her funeral, the dissonance was jarring. This was meant to be a work song, to see her through the hard days when the task of healing was tiring. It was not supposed to be a funeral hymn. Years later, in June of 2015, after Obergefell versus Hodges ruled in the favor of same-sex marriage, they sat back down with this old song to bring the community a new song for pride. While there was joy, they saw the pain that was still in the world. Then and now, LGBTQIA youth are disproportionately kicked out of their homes and onto the streets. Transgender folks are disproportionately targeted with violence, and both of them are almost always at the hands of those who proclaim Christ. So when they sing, I knew when you told me you don't want to go home tonight, and you tried to just shrug it off when I asked you why. Somebody hurt you, somebody hurt you, but you're here by my side. And I knew, because I can recall when I was the one in your seat. I still got the scars and they occasionally bleed. Because somebody hurt me, but I'm staying alive. Her scars made it so that she knew and saw the pain even when someone in the community we're celebrating. And out of that collective pain, community was built. And so they continue, I can tell when you get nervous, you think being yourself means being unworthy. And it's hard to love with a heart that's hurting. But if you want to go out dancing, I know a place where we can go, where we can lay down our weapons. Just give me trust and watch what will happen. I know a place where we can run, where everyone can lay down their weapon. Don't you be afraid of love and affection. Just lay down your weapon. A place where you can be worthy of love and still be yourself. A place where you can heal your heart and find a way to love again. A place where you can lay down your weapons. A place where you can live without fear of love and affection. A place where you can go and dance and be free. Their lyrics capture the joy that comes with liberating love. The joy like that the early church likely felt as they built this countercultural community of love. And yet, Muna's not describing the modern church. Or most churches. So my friend, who was originally going to come, we've known for a long time, and to share just a little bit of her story. She was planning to come. She loves the song. She wanted to merge this song with Out of Hiding. That's why we had it as our prelude, which is interesting because Out of Hiding is written by a Christian group that actively is against LGBTQ folks like herself. But it was the song that she sobbed to as she remained in the closet working for a Methodist church. The song that she felt so drawn to God with. And yet the church, as soon as she got married to her wife, refused to give her communion. That is the state of the church in America. Only roughly half of all Christian congregations in the states allow openly same-sex couples to be in full membership. And less than a third allow them to be in any sort of leadership. And many have no idea what to do with a person like me that looks like they're heterosexual and masculine. Like, they don't know what to do with me because they're too busy focusing on the same-sex stuff. When I checked earlier this month, there have been over 900 anti-trans bills introduced across the states in the first half of 2025, with over 100 of them passing. Where in 2021, there were only 18 passed across the entire year. And all of these bills are backed and supported by vocal Christians. And so this is what the church is doing in 2025. This is how the church is spending their time and energy in America. We are far from the church embodying the values that we see in this early church in the letter from Paul, where our pain and brokenness is how we minister to one another, not how we harm one another. So what is this place that Muna is singing about? Where you can just be yourself, reminded that you are worthy of love, heal your heart, learn to love again, lay down your weapons, live without fear of love and affection, and just dance. Well, this is when it's nicer to just share straight from Gavin. So she says, "With I know a place, we chose to imagine a place where none of us would need to be afraid. In honor of our rich history of turning bars and ballrooms into safe havens, the space we imagined was a dance club. At the time, we intended the dance club to serve as a metaphor. Then, on June 12th, 2016, a gunman walked into Latin night at Pulse Nightclub in Orlando, Florida. A queer space, a brown space, a safe space, and shot 49 people to death. I know a place was never supposed to be a funeral hymn. Meant to be a work song, like Yoko Ono's full-page ad in the New York Times that proclaimed war is over in December of 1969 at the height of the Vietnam War. We wrote our song to be the voice in your head that tells you to celebrate peace during wartime, because our battle is only just beginning, and one day our war really will be over. It was also meant to serve as encouragement for our community to remain vulnerable and kind and hopeful in the face of violence. We cannot build a better world without first imagining what that world might look like, and by creating that space inside ourselves first. This is why I love the timing of things. Because the worship pop-up community, while it doesn't happen too often, is this. It's dreaming of a better tomorrow, providing a place for people that don't feel like they have a place to worship God, to come together and worship. One of my good friends who is a charismatic Pentecostal, and she considers herself an ally of the LGBTQ community because of her job as a therapist. And so I took her with me one time, and she loved it. She's like, I haven't had worship like this in so long. And she was just eating it up. And it was the dedication night. And so I think the bridge is a really powerful reminder within this space. They will try to make you unhappy. Don't let them. They will try to tell you you're not free. Don't listen. I know a place where you don't need protection, even if it's only in my imagination. Now, they recorded an acoustic version of this too that gets a little sassier. She continues that even if our skin or gods look different, I believe all human life is significant. I throw my arms open wide in resistance. And then she continues, he is not my leader, even if he's my president. And it doesn't matter who she's talking about. When our nation's leaders and even many church leaders are constantly telling us who to hate, despise, and eliminate, it's time to remember that regardless of who's in power, they're not our leader. Jesus is our leader. Jesus is our example. And when we forget that the church has made some pretty terrible mistakes, many times Christians were so blinded by hatred that they couldn't see the pain in front of them. And Matthew 25 reminds us that whatever we do for those we consider the last, the lost, the least, the longing, we do for Jesus himself. So Muna's I Know a Place and Paul's letter to the Corinthians invite us to reignite our imagination as to what community could look like today, to embody the radical love of Jesus Christ in ways that transform the world and usher in God's beloved kingdom. And I get that sometimes this is hard to imagine what this could look like, because the reality is some of our experiences make it so that we can't imagine anymore. The most profound thing I learned when I was studying trauma for my doctorate class was that trauma hinders our brain's ability to imagine, to dream, to build a better world. So I need to remember that those who are refusing to believe in a better world, that are more willing to embody the hate that they've been taught to do, they do so because of the fear and the trauma they've experienced. Their brain doesn't allow them to imagine what following Jesus could look like today. So our grief, our pain and past, they suck. And they don't hinder our ability to create these spaces in the end. Because when one of us can't imagine, we have the others. We've been consoled by God so that we can be consolation for others. To show up and be Jesus' love in ways that only we can because of what we've been through. To foster places where people don't have to be afraid. And maybe one day we can sing as a church, of this church, to those who are hurting, let's build a place we can go, where everyone can lay down their weapons, can trust each other and see what happens, and not be afraid of love and affection. So may we build our communities empowered by the Holy Spirit, so we may share Christ's liberating love boldly, serve joyfully, with dance in the face of fear, with love in a world that tells us who we should be hating, and lead courageously in counter-cultural ways, just like Paul, and Jesus, and Muna. And let us pray. God, thank you for all the ways that you have shown up in our lives and helped us see the pain in others so that they don't have to open their mouths. They can just be loved. May you continue to help us be consoled within community and to be empowered by your love so that we can be this place. We can be this place where your love is pulsing through, much like it already is, and continue to do so in ways that we are incapable of imagining today. Because all of what we are capable to do through you is beyond our current comprehension. So may your love be with us and guide us and set us free to do the unthinkable as we transform the world with your love.